This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Getting help on the farm, it's easier said than done, and there's never been more of a challenging time for the labor workforce. Joining us from the recently completed New York Labor Roadshow, John Clark caught up with farmer Maureen Torrey,
who is in the veg crop business and the dairy business. Maureen, what's the biggest challenge with labor for you on your farms?
Right now is to having a dependable, available workforce, also being able to respond to all the new regulations that have been put in place in New York State.
As we were sitting here in 2022, when you reflect back 5, 10, 15 years ago, how has labor changed on your farms?
Labor on our farm on the vegetable side, we used to have 10 people for every job. Today, we have to bring in over 250 visa workers to plant our crops, harvest them, and pack them.
And on the dairy side?
And on the dairy side, we have a mixed crew of domestic, and then we bring in seasonal help, H2A, to help us with our crops and our harvesting of silage and corn.
So what challenges does that bring to you in terms of management and making sure that you're operating in accordance with the regs?
Well, we learned that we have a whole lot more paperwork to do, and it feels like you're just shuffling papers all the time instead of developing the relationships that you used to have with your workers and getting to know their families. It's a different type of management. You're basically taking care of them from their housing to their transportation to getting them fed every day.
Maureen, if you're comfortable giving us a glimpse of how does that work, how does that trickle down through your organization? Who really implements all of these within your farms?
There's six family members involved. And we each have a role, but we have one designated person that put together how to manage the H2A and what we needed to do as far as forms. I have passed that along to my niece now, and we've got a template in place and so that we can follow. And we're very lucky. Many of our longtime employees have been with us for 20-plus years, plus our H2A workers. They've been with us for 10 years or more. So they know our procedures, our policies. They know they take a lot of pride in the work that they do on our farm.
You've taken many leadership roles off the farm as well as within your farm. For those who really aren't involved in things like the Labor Roadshow, give them a reason why they should come to this.
Well, the Labor Roadshow brings the latest and the best of information that are affecting us on our farms, whether you only have two employees or if you have a couple hundred employees. It gives us direction. It gives us ideas. It helps us improve how we're going to manage, improve our housing, look to see what we can do better.
And is it one of those things that helps you improve a relationship between farms, production, agriculture, industry, and the land-grant institution here at Cornell?
Yes, it does. It's a team effort. It helps us educate what's happening on the farm, what's happening at different types of farms, different sizes of farms, and it brings us all together in a united voice.
What do you think is going to be one of the highlights for you or what might be for other farmers as they attend this roadshow?
Well, the topic is many farms have started to get letters about unions forming on their farm, and this is, first of all, unbelievable to us, and we know our employees, and we're going to learn, you know, what can we do, how can we educate our employees about the union, what we can't do, and maybe how to manage our process through the whole situation.
Why do you get involved in some of these things? You love it. I can see that. I can tell that. But why do you feel it's important for you to be involved?
I feel that I have learned from a lot of people through the years, and I feel good about being able to give back. I believe in agriculture. I feel that it's a lost art, and I want to encourage the next generation to stay in farming.
Maureen Torrey of Torrey Farms, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Zach Duchesneau, Administrator for the USDA's Farm Service Agency. Voting is now open for the 2022 FSA County Committee elections. Now through December 5th, farmers and ranchers in eligible administrative areas can cast their votes for who will serve on their local FSA committee. Don't delay and vote today.
Dairy Radio Now.